Welcome, Initiate. You have now entered the Stampede Network. Before we begin, take a few seconds to tap into your awareness. Scan your body, shut off your mind, and get ready to level up. Let's rock.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Stampede Network podcast. I'm your host, Mason Core, founder of the Stampede Network. I'm currently walking in the sun right now on the sidewalk shirtless because that is the way to live. So in this one, I'm going to be short to the point and I want to teach you how to get out of a slump. So how do you get out of a slump? Simple. Do a few things. One, what you want to do is you want to work out. You want to start pushing your body. Why? Well, we can follow the laws of the universe, the natural universal laws. One of them is the law of vibration. And so our cells, our atoms, they all vibrate. The more we move, if we work out, we go hit the gym, we do some sprints. I hope you don't hear this plane in the background. Give me one sec. It's unconventional. All right. This is all free flow. So, we vibrate. When we work out, we increase the vibration of our body and our cells. And so what does that mean? Well, if we also use the law of correspondence, which is above it, meaning as above, so below, it means that if we vibrate higher, we attract a reality on the outside that is a high vibration. It aligns with that vibration that we have inside. And so if you're in a slump, first of all, start getting yourself vibrating. Start moving. Eat clean. Eating clean will raise your vibration. Cut out all the BS. So make sure that your body's in check, your nutrition is in check, and then next, meditate a little bit. Start questioning your thoughts. Ask yourself, if you're having some crappy thoughts, or if you're feeling bad, it means your thoughts are crap. So you want to start meditating for just 10 minutes. Sit down, close your eyes, tap into your breath, and just start questioning why you feel bad. And when you let it happen, when you just accept that emotion is there, you'll get to the root of it. The cause will come up if you question it. And so then you can rewire it. You can say, oh, well, maybe this isn't true. Or you just look at the belief and you decide to consciously switch it. And so that's going to start raising your vibration. But, you know, especially some things we can do on the outside other than working out in ourself, which is mind, body, spirit. And by the way, this is also going to lead to your purpose, is we want to do three things because there are three things that lead to fulfillment in our life. One is creation, two is connection, and three is contribution. And so the easiest thing you can do on the outside to start making your life better is to create something. Draw a picture, journal, get some goals down, build a website, make a video, sing a song, play some music, something, because that creation is going to tap you in to that thing that brings you fulfillment. You know, if we refer to the Bible where it says we are made in the image of God, well, God created. He enjoyed creating. The creator created because he liked it and he felt like it. And if we're made in the image of God, that means that we are also creators. So if you're denying that aspect of yourself, you're denying the most important aspect of yourself. So create something. Next, connect, right? We live in a very isolated world, and especially since the scamdemic happened, everyone has been freaking locked up inside, and so they lost all social skills. And it's ironic because we have so much access to social media today and just people on command or on demand, but we don't do it, right? And it's all fake relationships. So connect with people who actually care about you, parents, siblings, real friends, whatever it is, right? Business people, it doesn't matter. And you can use social media to do so too. DM someone, say, hey man, love your content. Hey woman, love your content. What's your name? What's your story? And just connect with people, right? And so that's gonna give you that sense of fulfillment. And then finally is contribution. So it's just doing something for someone. And this is a huge one for me that I learned, right? So when I was in college, I was very selfish. I was just focused on my own self-loathing and all that stuff. And as soon as I switched those actions of just pure egocentric giving to myself and started going, you know what? I'm just going to give to other people because I'm just kind of shit. Right? As soon as I started doing that, I started feeling good. Because if we go back to that law, as above, so below, law of correspondence, as I said, the world is a reflection of us. Meaning when we give to other people, we give to ourselves. And you know what we give to ourselves is that feeling of fulfillment. So that's what my entire following has been based off of. It's just giving value, giving what I can in the moment. Right? And so you may say, oh, I don't have anything to give. You do have something to give. You know what you can give is you can give a compliment. You can give a good emotion. You can give someone a smile. It's really not that hard. People want to overcomplicate it and think it has to be a material thing. But you know, at the end of the day, we chase these material things to fulfill, if I can speak, an internal thing. So it's like we're giving all this external and chasing the external to fill the internal. If we just bypass that and focused on the external will take care of itself. And honestly, it's just a bonus. The external world, if we live in paradise, it means that we're living in a paradise in our minds, in our being. And so creation, connection, contribution. And here's the magic of it. You can use your creation to connect and contribute to other people. That's what I've done with the Stampede Network, with the supplement brand, is I created something I actually like. I love holistic wellness. I like to make supplements. I like to make things. I don't know. When I was a little kid, I'd always be in the bathtub just mixing things. And like, I was a scientist. Parents called me, I think they called me a mad scientist. I don't know if they're listening to this, but I don't know. It just kind of like came to fruition as an adult. So it's the same thing. I'm just doing what I was doing as a little kid, and I like to create it. And so, hold on, I got more cars coming by. And so, as I started creating something that I actually like, I also used it to contribute to people, right? So I'm giving holistic supplements, clean supplements, products that actually help people. So it's like my pre that's coming out, for example, it's the cleanest on the market. It is the best on the market. I can confidently say that. Like, there's no additives in it, has the best functionality. Everything has a purpose. It tastes great and it's clean. Awaken Pre will be on Amazon, by the way. I'm hitting myself with an ad. I don't care. But point is like it makes people's lives better. So that's contribution. And then also connection is I made my brand as a movement and a community. And so it's like we give value on the emails every single week. We help people connect to themselves and to a purpose. And I like to communicate with my following and everyone who supports the brand and all that stuff. And so I've created something that creates a lot of fulfillment in my life, because it hits all three of those areas. And so really, this is your action steps. Whether you're in a slump or not, I still recommend doing those things. Get your fitness in check, nutrition in check, start meditating, because that's going to just get you in check. You're creating you. After that, create something, contribute to somebody, and connect with some people. And ideally, sit there and think in your meditation, how can I combine all three into one? If you do that, you're going to discover your purpose, right? So your purpose will come to you as soon as you like create something you actually want to do, what you're good at. If this bird doesn't shut up in the background, I'm about to create a living hell for it. All right. Anyway, so put those together. Think about, what do I really like to create? And then use that to create for other people. And that's how you create a purpose. That's simple. And at the same time, you're living for the creator. You're living in harmony with yourself and the world around you. That's natural law. That's God. It's truth. It's whatever you want to call it. And that will create fulfillment in your life. So on that note, guys, this was a great podcast. I love this one. Do me a favor. Shoot me a DM with any feedback you got, any ideas, any topics you want me to talk about. And please share this, because this, I'm not going to ask for anything other than you to share this, all right? Because what I want to create here is a movement that helps people wake up to their full potential. And you know what? If we can do that as a collective, that's pretty cool. So I've somehow become the figurehead of this, which is weird to think about because I was an absolute idiot 3 years ago. But you know what? That's how the universe works. So If you want to join me on my mission, if you want to help me out, help spread some light, it's going to be good karma for you. Just share this with someone. Tell them to check out the podcast. And if you want some free resources, go to thestampedenetwork.com. If you end up wanting to buy something, program stuff, whatever, use code podcast. But on that note, follow me everywhere, share this, and let's keep waking up to our full potential. This is the Stampede Network Podcast. I'm your host and founder, Mason Kaur. This has been fun. Catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Thank you for your support, Initiate. Signing off now. Goodbye.